Okay, so I get to talk about listening prayer. And if you've been around Bridgetown Church for any amount of time, you know we've been talking about this. We've been seeing it in different ways. My daughter is in middle school and does the middle school group here, and she came home the first week of January after Sunday and had this little piece of paper, and it said three words on it, like friend, leader, light. And like breakfast the next day, it's on the table. I'm like, what is that? She's like, oh, it's what I heard last night over listening prayer. This is for me for 2017. And she's like 12, and I look at the list again, and I look at her, and I'm like, that's spot on, you know? So the kids are getting it, and we're following them little by little. You know, a few weeks ago, before the holidays, there was a community, one of our Bridgetown communities, that came in for prayer. And I had the privilege, I got to go meet with them in a room and pray. And the situation was there was a young woman in the group who was caught in this deep addictive cycle that was so bad that she was in and out of the hospital, and it was literally taking her life. And so her community came, brought her in for prayer, and myself and one of our other elders got to pray with her. And while we were doing that, it became really clear that there was things that she was believing about herself that she's probably hearing regularly that are totally not of God. And so we took time with her, and we said, hey, can we just ask right now that the Spirit of God would speak to you and clarify to you what are the things that you're hearing, that you're believing, that are not of God? And she's like, yeah, I think we can do that. So we just prayed, and we just said, God, you know, first of all, if there's any, you know, voices, any demonic presence in this room right now, we command them to leave in the name of Jesus. And then we just said, would you put in her mind, would you just clarify in her thinking right now clearly what are the things that she's hearing, names or things about herself that are not of you, and we'll just listen and wait. So we did. We listened. We waited. And she didn't say anything. I'm like, okay, this is awkward. You know, what do we do? So then we just were like, you know, gently like, hey, you know, are you hearing anything? She's like, yeah, I'm actually hearing a lot. And we said, okay, well, just because this is your community and we want to walk through this, can you verbalize? Can you say out loud what you're hearing, what God's bringing to mind? And she was like, I'm not sure. So we're like, okay, we want to just ask you to step out in courage because we believe that this is almost like confession right now. These things that you've been hearing, you've actually agreed with some of them as we talk through it. She's like, yeah, I have agreed with some of these lies. I said, well, can you verbalize them for us so we together as a community can say that these are not true and denounce them and confess and break any allegiance to these? And so she's like, okay. So she began to say these things, like things like that she wasn't worth living and she wasn't worth God's forgiveness. And all of this stuff started to come out. And it was so hard for her to say. But you noticed as she said it, it was like freeing with each statement. She was getting it out. And we were saying, yeah, that's not true. Keep going. What else? What else? What else? What else? And she got it all out. And then we said, okay, we just want to agree with you that those things are not true. They're not of God. And that those have been confessed and renounced, and if you ever hear them again, you go through this process again. She's like, okay, I can do that. And then we said, well, now's the fun part. So we want to ask the Father to speak into your heart and into your mind right now what he really says is true about you. And can you do that? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay. So we just waited, and then little by little, she began to verbalize almost the antithesis of what she had been believing that were lies, that she was a daughter of God, that she was loved by God. And you could just see, like, the community, as she's saying these things, her community is going like, yes, 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 you know? So she went on, and there was more, and then we had her write those down and basically just said, now this is the battle in front of you to continue every morning when you wake up. This is your new process, to ask God again to, you know, go through this list again, and the things that you've heard tonight that all lined up with Scripture, of course, it was beautiful. These things are true about you, and you can walk in this identity. And this wasn't like one and done, and she was miraculously healed, which would have been awesome, but it was clear from that 30, 45 minutes of kind of walking through that with her that something had been changed. Something had been lifted. She had heard and clarified these lies, and then she'd heard and clarified by the Spirit of God what was true about her. And this is what we're learning that listening prayer can be like. It can be totally different than that. It could be 12-year-olds in the middle school room asking each other what God's saying about them and, you know, and saying light and leader and friend, or it can be as profound as this gal making a massive step by the Spirit of God out of her addictive and basically super unhealthy life. So we've been learning, our friend Jamie Winship has been teaching us, what's it like to hear God in prayer? What is it like? And those are a couple snapshots of what it's like. So for this practice, we just want to invite you into just exploring, what is it like to hear God's voice? What is listening prayer like? And maybe you've experienced this, and I didn't know this necessarily was listening prayer, but have you ever experienced a time when you're in worship? I always think of big corporate worship, and I'm in, the lights are down, and I'm just like, the music and all the voices and everything, and I'm just loving it. And I'm like, man, God, you're so close. I love this. And in those moments, have you ever experienced a thought that was profound? And maybe you're like, wow, that was so good. That was maybe not me, you know? Or maybe it was something about your identity or your vocation or a question that you've had that you didn't even ask in that moment, but all of a sudden you were flooded with clarity. That, I think, is what it's like to listen to God's voice. It's when in that place of being focused on God, his thoughts and your thoughts mingle. Ideas, sometimes like a movie, like in your head, an imaginative thought or a movie comes and is implanted into your mind. That's what it's like in listening prayer. And so the idea, I think, is rooted in even just the simplicity of Jesus in John 10. When he says about himself as the good shepherd, he says, my sheep follow me because they know my voice. And there's just something so simple about that. Dumb sheep that know their shepherd's voice. They could hear another shepherd yelling, and they're like, ah, it's not my guy, you know? Then they hear their guy, and they're like, oh, that's my guy. I'm going over here, and he's going to, like, show me where the food is and help me not fall off a cliff or something, right? And there's just a simplicity to that that I identify with as a sheep. And that is that in those moments that I hear my heart leap at what is implanted in my mind, the thought, the kind of the imaginative dream that's implanted, and I'm like, that is my shepherd. And he's speaking to me, and he's guiding me. And so what we want to do in this practice is just start to wade into this a little bit. And there's a few steps outlined that are super helpful. Like I mentioned at the beginning, clear the room. If there's any voices here that are not of God, I command them to leave in the name of Jesus. And then to work through kind of a couple steps of forgiveness. We have learned that some of the greatest barriers to hearing God's voice are around withholding forgiveness. First, believing that there's areas of your life that you're not forgiven for. And then secondly, just the interpersonal stuff. Somebody that's hurt you, maybe from the past or maybe currently, like that day or that week, that you've been withholding forgiveness. It's like forgiveness is such a key aspect of our relationship with God and one another. He basically doesn't want to speak to us until we deal with that. It's interesting that at the end of the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter 6, he teaches his disciples, apprentices, to pray, that Jesus immediately after that says, and by the way, if you don't forgive others, your Father won't forgive you. It's like, wow, that's linked to prayer. That's linked to communication with God. So we're going to move you through a couple of those practices and then into identity stuff like I mentioned in that story with the gal where you're asking, okay, God, would you speak to me? Are there lies? Are there things that are untrue that I'm believing? Would you highlight that? And then would you speak over me what is true? So little by little through these practices, the goal is that you kind of tune your ear and your heart into the voice of the shepherd. And I think it will be absolutely life-changing. I can't wait to hear the stories that come out of this.